Support comes from the Norton Simon Museum, presenting I Saw It, Francisco de Goya, Printmaker. This exhibition features all four of the Spanish artists' major print series in their entirety for the first time on the West Coast. Now on view. More at NortonSimon.org.
Good morning, it's Air Talk. I'm Larry Mantle. So good to have you with us today. What a weekend with extraordinary men's and women's college basketball games, even if our UCLA Bruins did lose Friday on that incredible, Saturday on that incredible last-second shot. It was a tremendous weekend in many respects. I think for many, also so many families are seeing the majority of members of the family fully vaccinated and able to get together for the Easter weekend, perhaps even prior to that for Passover Seders in person, because everybody has been vaccinated. I'd like to hear from you. We don't have any guests. It's just you and me talking on Air Talk today about the weekend and prior to that for celebration of Passover. Whether it was much different this year than your previous Easter or Passover celebration, 866-893-KPCC, 866-893-5722, or the Air Talk page, kpcc.org. In our household, we were able to get together with my uncle and his girlfriend for the first time in many, many months, and we're close to them and have been looking forward to seeing them in person. Well, now with vaccinations, we're able to do that safely. And I wonder for you if that's something. What was your celebration like? And what was your church service like? If you did church yesterday, did you do it inside? Did you do it online? 866-893-KPECC or the Air Talk page, kpecc.org. For your Seder, were you actually able to bring family members or even friends who were fully vaccinated together safely for your observance of the start of Passover Seder? 866-893-KPECC or the Air Talk page, kpecc.org. And I know that with Ramadan just starting very, very soon here, that Eid, which is the feast at the end of Ramadan, is going to be a special time. And I'm curious if you have special plans for what that's going to be like, perhaps different than it was last year. 866-893-KPECC or the Air Talk page, kpecc.org. You can tweet at Air Talk. What I'd like to know is, are you starting to see gatherings look more like normal with the high vaccination rates that we're seeing? Just about a third of Californians at this point who have at least some degree of protection from vaccination. 866-893-KPECC or the Air Talk page, kpcc.org. I also want to remind you that our Film Week Academy Awards preview, the 19th annual edition, will still be a virtual event. I'm sorry, but we're not ready to go back to the theater at Ace Hotel because of the public health restrictions. We look forward to getting back to our historic venue on Broadway in downtown Los Angeles. But for this 19th annual edition, we will be doing it online. It'll be a special Zoom edition of our Film Week Academy Awards preview. It, like always, is the Sunday, exactly a week before the Oscars are handed out. And that April 18th Film Week event will be at 1 o'clock in the afternoon. You'll need to RSVP to get the link for access to the live event. You can do that at kpcc.org/in-person. That's kpcc.org/in-person. And I hope to see you in one of the squares on the screen there for our Film Week Academy Awards preview, which you can watch from home on Sunday afternoon, April 18th. Let's talk with Susie. She's first up in Pasadena. Susie, how did you celebrate a holiday recently, and was it different with vaccination?
Yes. So my husband and I are fully vaccinated, and our son has one. And we had a Passover dinner on Easter inside without masks, for the first time in a year, we have not been inside with our son eating in a year. Last year, he was on his way to join us for Passover, and he had to turn back because he found out that his roommate's girlfriend's roommate had tested positive for COVID antibodies, so he couldn't come.
Yeah.
So this was amazing and quite different and delightful.
I had kind of mixed feelings at our Easter gathering yesterday because I felt really good. I was the only one getting both of my shots yet, but to be unmasked and to be able to do that safely under the CDC guidelines, it felt so freeing and great. There was a little unease just because I think so many of us are kind of, we've trained ourselves to wear a mask, to keep distance, to do that even with extended family. I don't know, Susie, did that nag at you at all, even though, you know, that was no longer necessary?
Yes, and actually I texted our friend who used to be our medical doctor just to make sure that it would be okay to get his opinion.
Yeah.
There are many opinions out there. And he said, go for it. So we did. And it was a little different. And actually, the weirdest thing is that our dog, who we got during the COVID, we've had her since COVID. And so our son has never been in the house with us for more than like a minute or two when we had the dog. She was upset because she didn't understand who this third person was.
Well, she'll get used to that, no doubt. Susie, thank you so much. Really good to have you with us to kick off our conversation about holiday gatherings with the Passover dinner yesterday, with their son joining them for that special holiday dinner. 866-893-KPCC or the AirTalk page, kpcc.org. Also, if you were back indoors in church yesterday with the limited capacity and distancing in church, I'd like to hear about that. And, you know, churches are going to be able to increase their capacity soon. That change was not made in time for Easter services, but that is coming as well. So I'd be interested to know how your worship experience is changing, if it is. 866-893-KPECC or the AirTalk page, kpecc.org. Our producer Natalie said that she and her partner went to her partner's parents' backyard for Easter lunch yesterday, and even though most of the people were fully vaccinated, they were distanced, wearing masks, it was really nice because it felt like it would be the last of that kind of an outdoor family gathering. A real indoor gathering just still seems like months away for Natalie. 866-893-KPECC or the AirTalk page, kpecc.org. I want to hear from you, whether it's Passover celebration, Easter celebration, whether it's looking forward to Eid coming up at the conclusion of Ramadan, which is typically a period of, you know, feasting and breaking of the fast, of the observance of Ramadan in Islam. And maybe you're thinking, you know, by that time, which I think is early May, when that comes, that, you know, there's a good chance everybody's fully vaccinated in your universe. 866-893-KPCC. And then how does that celebration change as a result of the ability to be unmasked, to be in each other's presence, and just, you know, be able to celebrate in that way? I know there are some people who've been doing this anyway at great risk to family members and to themselves. We're not talking about that, but we're talking about people, which I think generally applies to AirTalk listeners, who've been cautious, who've been careful, and have observed the recommendations for distancing and masking pre-vaccination. We have Marissa with us in Westlake Village. Marissa, I understand you went to church yesterday for Easter?
Yes. We had church services, so very different from last year. That was all at home, on Zoom, not seeing anybody. And we had church outdoors in our courtyard of our church, and it was actually very, very lovely, nicer than being indoors in some ways because we are blessed with this beautiful weather here in Southern California. and masked, but still, it was just beautiful and lovely to all be together.
That's great. And Marissa, when the sanctuary reopens, are you going to be okay about, I don't know if are you fully vaccinated?
I am. I'm a healthcare worker.
Okay.
So I am fully vaccinated.
And what do you think about going indoors?
Yeah.
Are you going to be okay going in the sanctuary?
I mean, I think we will, with doors open and airflow and stuff like that. I think the congregation is sort of split half and half. Some want to stay outside because it is lovely outside.
Yeah.
And some want to go back inside. I'll probably do whatever the church does.
Okay. Marissa, you want to shout out the church you attend?
Westminster Presbyterian Church in Westlake Village.
Very good. Marissa, thank you so much. 866-893-KPECC or the Air Talk page, kpecc.org. Zara in Glendale, nice to have you with us. What did you recently celebrate?
Hi, Larry. This is Zara.
Hi.
We celebrated the Persian New Year on March 21st for the first time because we missed it last year.
Yeah, and so were you able to get the family together for that?
Yeah, we got the family together with my brother and his family, and we were all vaccinated. So we felt very comfortable. But as you said, it felt kind of strange.
Yeah.
Without a mask.
Yeah, but I mean, to be able to hug people and you know, do those things that, you know, we haven't been able to do with people outside our household in a year, it had to have felt great. And were some of these people that you'd not seen in person for a while?
Yes, for a long time. But we also didn't hug. We were very cautious, but we sat around the same table.
That's great. So the Persian New Year, and that was about 2 weeks ago?
March 21st.
Very good. Zara in Glendale, thank you. So good to hear from you. Let's talk next with Rory in Anaheim Hills. I understand that you're a musician at a local Catholic parish. What was your Easter like?
Well, it was really joyful to be indoors and celebrating with our community in Yorba Linda. Us Catholics notoriously attend church twice a year. So it was pretty full, actually, even though we've been having limited capacity. We had indoor and outdoor seating and an extended broadcast into the hall. So there were a lot of people present for Sunday services. And it was really just joyful to be together again, feeling sort of hopeful that we can continue to gather and as more of us become fully vaccinated to worship together. So it was kind of great.
Yeah, it sounds like it. And Rory, do you have a sense that people were really savoring this ability to do this now?
Yeah, absolutely. My community was kind of, you know, really wanting to get back a little ahead of things. And so, I mean, we've been maybe pushing it a little bit in terms of like what was people were ready to do. But every step you take is at least take with a little more confidence, I think, you know.
That's great. Rory, and what parish are you a musician at? Shout them out, please.
Shout out to St. Martin de Porres.
All right. Thank you, Rory, from Anaheim Hills. Good to have you with us. We're talking about how people have observed Easter, Passover. We heard about Persian New Year, which is terrific. Any other celebrations, which I've neglected to mention. We've got Eid for the end of Ramadan coming up in early May, and families and communities planning for that. 866-893-KPECC or the Air Talk page, kpecc.org. What was it like for you if you got together? And so maybe you don't observe any of these holidays or times of year, but you still had a gathering with friends or family sometime over the weekend, which because of vaccination facilitated doing it in person. You can share that as well. I don't mean to religiously discriminate. 866-893-KPCC. Rochelle in Pasadena, what were your celebrations?
We celebrate a little bit of everything. We hosted a Passover indoors in Pasadena, and then we traveled up to the Bay Area for Easter and were able to see our vaccinated parents for the first time and give everyone a hug. But more significantly, I found out that my aunt was very ill. And so we were actually able to be with her in person and to say goodbye, which would not have happened a year ago. She probably would have been on her own. So that was, of course, sad, but also very, very moving, just that we could be in person with our family and cousins and that everyone could hug and be together during, obviously, a very hard time.
Yeah, and I would guess that that was even more powerful to be in her presence than it would have been pre-pandemic because you appreciate it so much, you know, when people haven't had that for the past year.
Well, just the human connection was so, I think, critical for all of us in supporting one another through this difficult time.
Rochelle, thank you so much. We appreciate it. Are you a mixed faith marriage? Is that how you have the Passover and the Easter celebrations?
I would call it a hodgepodge. We're from California, so we celebrate a little bit of everything, and I would say it's more sort of cultural than religious.
Yeah, but very inclusive. Rochelle, that's nice to hear. 866-893-KPCC. Caroline, in East Los Angeles, what was your holiday weekend like?
Hi, Larry. This is Carolyn, and we attended a beautiful indoor service at St. James Episcopal Church in South Pasadena, and you had to make a reservation, you had to answer screening questions and get your temperature checked, and they were really careful about seating people every other pew and keeping family groups apart. And the fun thing was they did have a live trumpeter, which is traditional at an Easter service, but they had him right outside the door so that he was not, blowing potentially hazardous air into our space. And it was just a beautiful, beautiful, very safe service.
Oh, that sounds so nice, Carolyn. When you were talking about having to make a reservation to go to St. James, I was thinking, well, is there going to be a new app called Open Pew where you have to... I'm sure someone's developing it as we speak. Carolyn, thank you so much. I appreciate you sharing about your Easter experience. And Angie tweeted at AirTalk, Easter was still hard. We're not fully vaccinated yet, and our family isn't ready to fly for visits. While I'm happy our neighbors got to get together with loved ones, it was hard to hear the laughter. My kids were very sad about another pandemic holiday, so we went to the beach. Hey, it was beautiful at the beach. That's not a bad consolation prize. But Angie, I hear what you're saying. Yeah, because we're right in the midst of the vaccination process, and not everybody's had the opportunity yet to be fully vaccinated. All right, thank you so much. I appreciate the wonderful calls and people sharing all the different experiences of this holiday time of year, whether Easter, Passover, Persian New Year. You can continue and share your thoughts on the AirTalk page, kpecc.org. Coming up, speaking of air travel, we're going to take a look at the airline industry, what's evolving in the airline industry as more people are returning to the skies. We'll be back in just 1 minute.
The LAS Spring Super Sweeps is happening now. You can win amazing prizes while supporting your source for local fact-based journalism. One lucky grand prize winner will get to choose a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Other prizes include an electric bike from Juice Bikes and $1,000 gas gift cards. Your donation of $60 gets you one entry to win. And the more you give, the more entries you get. Donate now at LAS.com/sweeps.